It is Babyface and Toni Braxton on this one that is titled I Said I Love You. And I'd like to send this one to each one of you who is tuned in right about now. It is 11 past the hour of 4. A very good afternoon to you and you and you. You are now tuned into the crossover that is with me, Abigail, from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon. Afternoon, evening, I don't know. I don't know which one is which one. And I have explained why in most cases I get confused if it's in the afternoon or it's in the evening. Yeah, but those who are from Zambezi region, I'm sure they do understand, you know, the dilemma when it comes to differentiating between afternoon and evening, you know. So, yeah, good afternoon to you. And as I have said, we will be together in the next 2 hours. And after that, I will be handing you over to Hende, who will keep you guys company on the Eagle Spot Zone from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8. So yeah, It is the first Sunday in the month of February. So finally, we are in the month of lovers. Hey, my dear. Yes, we are in the month of lovers. So this is the month where, you know, people who are in relationships, people who are married, usually celebrate love, right? I'm not saying that, you know, people are not celebrating love on a daily, on a weekly, on a monthly basis. But one thing about February, it is the month of love. I even remember on Friday, it was not yet February, funny enough. On Friday, I put on a two-piece, which is red in color. The first person that I met on my way coming to work, he was like, "Why are you putting on Valentine's clothes?" And then I was like, "What do you mean? Why am I putting on Valentine's clothes?" Like, "Yes, those are Valentine's clothes." I was like, "Oh my goodness. Yeah." So now we are not even going to put on red, white or black in peace. It will just be the theme of Valentine's. Yo. So yeah, February is the month where lovers get to celebrate their love and appreciate their loved ones. I was saying last week on Sizuma that, you know, we are not jealous because some of us are not in love. Yes, we are not in love. So come, February 14, it will just be a normal day. And I'm sure I will be on air. Let me check. No, I will not be on air. The 14th of February this year is on a Saturday. I even remember there's, this memma. Yes, I hope I'm not losing you guys when I say a memma. Or rather, let me say someone who posts skits. Yes, maybe that is a good description. So there's somebody who usually posts, you know, funny skits, when it comes to dating and love and all that. So she went on a certain platform and she went to go, you know, encourage people that you need to get a partner because this Valentine's is on a Saturday and that even makes things worse, you know. The fact that it's on a Saturday and Saturday is a good day to do a lot of stuff when you have a partner. So go out there, find a partner so that by the 14th of February, you will not spend it all alone like some of us. I'm definitely spending February 14 on my own, unless if maybe a friend invites me, you know, to go hang out or to go do something. Alas, I am just going to spend it all alone. That's how single I am. It's not even a joke. So yes, it is the 1st of February today. This is the shortest month in the year. So I welcome you. And today we do have a lovely conversations as usual. We always have lovely conversations on the crossover. But before we get to that, let me just wish everybody born on this day a very happy birthday to you. I hope you enjoy it. Remember that it only comes once in a year. So do make the most out of it. Sunday as a day shouldn't hinder you in, you know, celebrating your birthday, especially in a responsible way because we do not want people to be inefficient, people to be exhausted tomorrow when they are supposed to do, you know, work. So it's very important that we celebrate our birthdays today for those who are born, on their birthdays, on the 1st of February, pardon me. For those who are born on the 1st of February, it's very important that you do enjoy your day today. Yes. So there's something I want to share with you, something that really captured my mind, last week. I'm sure we are all aware that IShowSpeed was in Windhoek, right? Was in Windhoek last week. Yes, it is last week. Yes, he was in Windhoek last week. So there's something about me that I cannot really get hold of as in terms of, do I have certain things that I'm interested in? And do I have certain, maybe, because I cannot explain. You know, the name iShowSpeed, I started hearing it, I think, late last year. But then for some reason, it just never got to my head to actually try and look up this person. Because it sounded like people were so fascinated about him. People really liked him and so on and so forth. And I just never understood, to be honest. It's like, okay, what is their deal with this iShowSpeed? And then I remember reading something about him. He was supposed to come to Namibia, but then due to certain issues, they were not allowed to land in Namibia. So they had to sort that whole thing out, right? Still, it really did not kick or get to the point where I got, what is the word, curious. Yes, I think I can use the word curious. Curious. Yes, it never got to the point where I actually got too curious, you know, to try and look up this person. Okay, fine. There's a certain podcast that I really like to watch. It's a South African podcast. I remember when I was watching the podcast, they mentioned about iShowSpeed. They were talking about him in a very interesting manner in terms of like talent. They were like, yeah, no, the guy is talented. What? I was like, okay, let me look up this guy, right? Let me look up what is so fascinating about him and the talent they were also mentioning on that particular podcast. And then I went on his social page. I saw a few things, but then I was still not, you know, convinced. Yes, convinced. I was still not yet convinced to feel like, okay, maybe he's somebody I would, you know, follow, watch his things and all that. Because the things that I saw on his Instagram page, I was like, okay, I don't think I am a target audience, so I left it alone. And then, you know, he came to Windhoek, right? He came to Windhoek, and still I saw updates, I saw, you know, pictures and videos when he was around, but still that did not, you know, really, really capture me to try and see what this guy is all about. Until, I don't know what I was looking for on my YouTube. We live in an era where your pages will just, you know, suggest things for you. They'll be like, maybe you might like this, so you will see there. I don't know what I was looking for on my YouTube. And then I came across a video of him when he was visiting the Himba tribe. Okay, I think that is what caught my attention. Like, okay, let me see what this thing is all about. I remember that video is about 44 minutes. So I was like, okay, let me just try to see what happened here. And then I watched the video. I got captured. You know, it was so weird. I got captured, and then I continued to watch the video. And then from there, I never looked back. It became a thing of me, you know, watching his things and really, really trying to understand, you know, him and why, everybody in the world or majority of people in the world are so fascinated by him, his presence and all that. I only got to understand after that. So yeah, I remember I even asked somebody, like, okay, I asked two people, like, do you guys know this guy? I think you should watch, his content and just, you know, he's really good at what he does. And, funny enough, the two people that I told, they were like, yeah, no, the other one, she was like, I watch him, I follow him because of my son. And the second person I told, he was also like, no, I've been watching his things for quite some time now. And I was so disappointed, like, okay, so people, you know, the same way that I thought about you, and suggesting that this is something you might like to watch, you know. So none of you guys actually thought to tell me, you know, Abigail, probably you'd like to, or maybe people just assumed that I already knew about Aisha Speed and all that. I don't know. Because there's this assumption of when you are in the media industry, you are prone to know everything and everyone. But that's not the case. So yeah, he came to Namibia, put our country on the map. That's for sure. So it was really nice. It was really nice. So yeah, 23 past the hour of 4 o'clock. Let's go for a musical break. And on the other side, we will get into today's discussion. I think there's a mosquito that bit me here. I think so. Yeah, because I know when a mosquito bites me and I start itching, and I don't like to be bitten by a mosquito. Because I itch for days and days, if not weeks. Really. So I hate it. So yeah. And also, before we go on a musical break, how was your weekend, guys? How was your weekend? Because one thing I know is that when payday or end of the month is on a Friday, people really misbehave. People really misbehave. So how was your weekend? You can come through and share with me how your weekend was. I see somebody's already calling me. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We are trying.
You are trying?
Yes.
Okay.
You mentioned about whether it's him, whether it's her, when he visited the Himba people.
Him, Aisha Speed.
Yeah, but they did not give him detail. What was he doing there?
Oh!
What really interested you in watching his videos?
Okay. So, I didn't, my mind didn't really go that far in terms of, you know, giving details. So my thing was just coming to share with all of you guys. Perhaps maybe there's somebody out there who's still behind, like the way I was behind before last week. In terms of, you know, following him and watching his content. So Aisha Speed, I don't know if you know him.
I don't know him.
Okay. So he's a streamer. He's a 21-year-old boy. No, not boy. Excuse me. Guy. He's a 21-year-old guy. He's an American, black American, and, he streams. So he came up with a 28 days, trip to visit 28 different African countries. And he was streaming, these trips in different African countries.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I just never got curious to try and find out why is everybody talking about this guy. Never at all, until I came up that video when he was visiting the Himba tribe. So what was interesting in that video was how he was keen to learn what they were teaching him. They dressed him in a whole Himba outfit, and he was asking questions. They were explaining to him. He even, you know, learned how they danced. He danced with them. They taught him a lot of things. So it was really nice to watch and see how someone, you know, could just connect with different cultures in different countries.
Okay.
Yes. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, at least you gave me a hint of what he was doing that side. Otherwise I was still in darkness, not even making a sense of what is he really doing.
Oh yeah. Okay. So he's a streamer. He's a YouTube streamer, and he streams like his trips and how he experiences different traditions and different people. Like he gets to learn, you know, things that are done in different traditions. He also saw, the Koi Koi Koab.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He also visited the Koi Koi Koab, and they were showing him how to make fire with a stick and the other thing, you know. They also showed him how to hunt. They also explained to him how they do things. So it was really nice. It was really nice. And also, I think the nicer thing about this guy is that he's also trying to, what is the word? Okay. You know, there was this thing of Western media reporting, how do I put it? Okay. Okay. You know, there was a certain perception in terms of how Africa looks like or how Africa is to the Western world. Yes. So also what this guy is doing is also trying to, you know, show people like the real Africa, what is really in African countries compared to what they used to be fed back in the days where they'll just see pictures of a child who is malnutritioned and has flies on their face. You understand? Yes. Yeah. So yeah. And he has really brought up conversations. If you go on certain social media pages, you will see that there's really a lot of conversations that have really came about since he started his trips in Africa. People are now asking, so there's like tall buildings in Africa. So people didn't know that we have tall buildings in Africa. You know? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At least I now understand about the activities doing now from you.
Yeah. No, he's really interesting. Ooh, mosquitoes are biting me here.
You can do every time you complain about the mosquitoes like that. They won't know what is outside. What's going on?
Mosquitoes really like to bite me here. It's amazing.
There's some tall grasses around that area where you are.
Mm-mm. One thing that I suspect here, I think it's this tank of water. Kitanka yabo fisinengela ye. Ye kanga mezapo la ikone itsami na nye mingata chwa. Ni kakuli. Hakuna mina inkwano. Hakuna anto. Hakuna vuchwanyi kapa, machachani kapa. Hakuna. Ni kolomu kafumana kuli, kuna nifela ni minanyi?
Aluma minanyi.
Ya aluma minanyi. Hapa anlatimu lumbelo wayona. Alrighty.
Okay.
Edsha.
Got it, Edsha.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes. So that is somebody who, you know, wanted to know about Aisha Speed as well. And yeah. So guys, if you haven't checked him out, do that. He's really quite interesting. 29 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Mosquitoes are biting me here. I don't understand what is going on. Sounds of Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning. And I'll see you on the other side. I asked you, how was your weekend? I want to hear how your weekend was, looking at the fact that payday was on a Friday. And I know a lot of us, we really get overly excited when payday is on a Friday. So we really go all out. How was your weekend? And how is your body as you are listening to me right now? How is your body?
Morning. to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high.
Sundays from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sundays when we start off a new week.
Tell him this for me, all I What it takes, no, why? I tell the seven seas to be near her, and let the high thunder see her. See, tell her that for me.
One more chance, and
yeah.
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 One more chance, and yeah. One more chance, and yeah. One more chance, and
it is Mikael Yakison on this one that is titled The One More Chance. And before this one, Lionel Richie also came through with Easy Like Sunday Morning. Now bringing us exactly to 20 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And if you just joined us, you are welcome. So, yes, today we are talking about why Sundays matter for mental and emotional well-being, right? So initially, we are talking about the power of rest. A lot of us, we really, really undermine, you know, the power of rest. So that is what we are going to talk about today. So good afternoon to you, and welcome to our Sunday program. So today we are slowing things down a bit. You know, all week long we rush. There's work deadlines, there's family responsibilities, there's social pressures. You know, when I'm talking about social pressures, there's a lot. This side, somebody is asking you, why have you lost so much weight? This side, the other person is asking you, why have you gained so much weight? And the other side, somebody is asking you, so when are you getting married? And then the other person on the other side is also asking you, so when are you starting to have babies? Those are social pressures, you know. And before we know it, we are exhausted, right? But Sundays were never meant to feel like just another busy day. And that's something that I always, you know, put emphasis on, that Sundays were never meant to feel like just another busy days. This is why I'm even against people who, you know, would prefer to do their preparations. Okay, I know Sunday, it is a preparation day for some of us. But for some of us, Sundays is actually a day for resting, right? So either way, I think I would suggest that you balance the two. Right? Because other people, they are only off maybe on Sundays. So they get a chance to do their things on a Sunday. But to be honest, Sundays were never meant to feel like just another busy days. So for me, most Sundays are really relaxed because I'm off on Saturdays. That's the only day I'm completely off. Because Sunday I come and I am on air. So I do most of my things on Saturday, you know. If I don't start in the week, I will do most of the things on Saturday. So when I talk about most of the things, I'm talking about, you know, the cleaning, like the deep cleaning, laundry, everything. I do it on Saturdays. So that Sunday does not feel like it's a busy day, knowing also the fact that I am coming to the studio. So I'll just prefer to relax and, you know, just enjoy the Sunday. So today's topic is the power of rest, why Sundays matter for mental and emotional well-being. We are going to talk about why rest is not a luxury. Because some of you feel like when you rest, it is a luxury. No, Rest is not a luxury, but it is a necessity. So how constant busyness affects our mental health and how making space for rest can help us start the new week feeling refreshed and focused. So that is what we are talking about today. Because some of you guys, you feel like when you rest, it's like it's a luxury. Some of you don't even like resting. You know, you are like, nah, why should I rest? I've even heard people saying that I will rest in the grave. Yes, I've heard people say things like that. I will rest in the grave. Now I cannot rest. As long as I'm alive, I cannot rest. I will go rest in the grave. And such people really amaze me. Like it's, you just wonder like, okay. So we are going to start off with discussing what does rest really mean in today's society. If we have to compare rest in today's society and compare rest back then, we can all agree that they were not considered in the same manner as they are considered in today's society. So what does rest really mean in today's society? So today's society, it is a very fast-paced, hustle culture society. So rest has been redefined from mere laziness or passive sleep to an essential, often radical act of active recovery and self-care. Right? So rest has been redefined from mere laziness or passive sleep to an essential, often radical act of active recovery and self-care. Because back then in the days, people really used to see resting as being lazy or being passive sleep, you know. So back then, if you were seen resting or just trying to take a nap to rest, you would get it. You would receive it, that's for sure. Because back then, it was defined as, you know, being lazy or you are just passive sleep. You want to sleep. You don't want to do anything. Whereas today, rest has been redefined, as an act of active recovery and self-care. So it is increasingly understood as a holistic, multifaceted and proactive necessity designed to repair the body, mind, and spirit from the constant stimulation, digital connection, and high pressure demands of modern life. Right? So rest, it is increasingly understood as a holistic, multifaceted, and proactive necessity that is designed to repair the body, mind, and spirit from the constant stimulation. We are constantly being stimulated, you know. There's digital connection that is constantly in our hand and in our face. And also the high pressure demands of modern life. Modern life in particular is really demanding, to be honest. Like there's just a lot of pressures, in modern life. So when we talk about rest, we talk about you as an individual repairing your body. You know, repairing your mind and also your spirit. There are days I usually feel like, yo, I am tired. Honestly speaking, there are days where I feel like I am really, really tired and I just need to rest, reboot, you know, like switching off a computer when you realize that this computer has been freezing so much, or this computer has been, you know, just not operating at a standard where you know it to be operating on or from. You will come up with a thought of, let me switch off this computer and see if it will be better, you know, once I restart it or once I switch it back on. And in most cases, that is what usually works. The moment you switch it off and then on, you will realize that, it is actually better now. It just required you know, a reboot, to shut down everything and then restart everything, and then it operates very well. So even you as an individual, there are times when you will just feel like, you know, the tired that I'm feeling right now, it needs me to totally switch off, like totally switch off. I never used to understand. So this was before I became employed, right? I was just still a full-time student. And my friend was already working by then. So what she would do, probably that weekend, I'd want us to go out, you know, have fun, play. And then she'd be like, no, this weekend I am just staying indoors. I'm sleeping. Like Friday when I knock off, I'm just going to take a sleeping pill so that I can just rest. And she would definitely sleep. Like she would sleep the whole Saturday, maybe wake up a bit later on Saturday. And then, you know, start doing other things. So I used to wonder, I'm like, okay, what is going on? It's only when I also, you know, got employed and I started feeling the pressure of like, okay, you actually get very exhausted. Like mentally, you really get exhausted to the point where when it's like past 7 in the afternoon, in the evening, yes, when it's past 7 in the evening, you feel like time is really slow. You want to sleep. You can even decide to sleep then. So rest is very important because it helps us, you know, recover, right? It is also an active form of self-care. I'm sure we have seen people who don't rest at all, and we always ask them, why don't you rest? What is the issue? Why don't you rest? So rest is very important because it also helps you, you know, in preventing a lot of things. It helps to prevent a lot of things. What is happening to my things here? Okay. My things were all over. Now they are fixed. Yes. So that is what we are getting in terms of, you know, rest. Rest is good for us because it helps us repair our bodies. It helps us repair our mind and also our spirit, right? So when we talk about rest in today, like in this time and era, it means that it is more than just sleep, right? While quality sleep is foundational, modern rest goes beyond closing your eyes for 8 hours. It encompasses any activity that allows you to feel recharged, refreshed, and also feel safe, right? So there's active, there's passive. So when we talk about passive rest, it includes sleep and naps, whereas active rest involves restorative actions like stretching, walking, or getting a massage, right? So there are 7 types of rest. And according to Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith's popular framework, she defines 7 essential types of rest that address specific areas of exhaustion. So when it comes to physical rest, we are talking about sleeping, napping, or stretching. And when we talk about mental rest, we are talking about taking breaks to, you know, quiet the monkey mind. And when we talk about sensory, we talk about unplugging from screens, unplugging from noise, and also bright lights. And when we talk about creative rest, we talk about appreciating nature or art to refill the inspiration very well. When we talk about emotional rest, we talk about being authentic, you know, expressing feelings and also saying no. And when we talk about social rest, we talk about spending time with people who nourish you rather than drain you, right? And last but not least, when we talk about spiritual rest, we are talking about connecting with the sense of purpose, belonging, or faith. So Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, she breaks down these 7 essential types of rest that address specific areas of exhaustion. And one thing that I've realized is that you might not experience all these areas of exhaustion all at once, right? Others, maybe they experience 1 or 2. Others, they maybe probably experience, 2 or 3. But it's hardly all of them. And if you find yourself experiencing all these 7 areas of exhaustion, then I don't know. I feel sorry for you. So when we talk about physical exhaustion, in most cases, when you sleep or when you take a nap or when you exercise, stretch, you will feel much, much better. But I always suggest sleeping as a form of rest, because it's like your body goes in a form where it shuts down everything, and whatever that needed to be rebooted, everything is going to come up anew when you wake up. And that's the honest truth. I always experience that when I'm experiencing physical exhaustion, even mental exhaustion in most cases, I would prefer to sleep or take a nap, and I will definitely feel much better when I wake up. So when it comes to sensory rest, where we decide I'm going to take a break from watching TV, or I'm going to take a break from listening to loud music or just looking on screens, we all experience that. I do experience that. There are times when I don't even switch on my TV for a few days. Like, I will not. I will prefer to, just look on my phone sometimes. And sometimes if I don't want to look both on my phone and the TV, I don't. So that is sensory rest. So you are unplugging from screens. You are also unplugging from noise and also bright lights. Right? So, 5 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And we are talking about, rest, right? Why Sundays matter for mental and emotional well-being. Because a lot of us, we tend to use Sundays for other things instead of resting. And we are here now listening to why it's important for us to rest, right? We looked at what is rest in today's society. And we also looked at the 7 areas of exhaustion, broken down by Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, in her popular framework. So the 7 areas of exhaustion are physical, mental, sensory, creative, emotional, social, as well as spiritual. There are also times when you feel like you need a spiritual rest, right? Whereas you feel like, today I just want to go and connect with the sense of purpose. So you will decide whether you are going to a book club. Maybe you are part of a book club, or you are going to church, or you are going wherever, where you feel like when you get there, you feel a sense of belonging. You feel a certain faith. So in a society that equates busyness with success, true rest is a radical act that defies the pressure to always be on, right? So in a society that equates busyness with success, true rest is a radical act that defies the pressure to always be on. There's the other example that I gave you guys, where I've heard some people say that I'll sleep in the grave, right? I'm not going to sleep at all until I have that money. Yes. So, I don't know. It always used to amaze me when I hear a person saying, I will not sleep, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Or I will not sleep, I'll sleep when I'm in the grave. It's really amazing. So it comes to, a radical act against hustle culture, because in a society that equates busyness, you always been busy, with success. True rest is a radical act that defies the pressure to always be on. Right? So it challenges the misconception that rest equals laziness. And this also, I remember, it usually brings arguments between me and my parents when I'm at home. I'm sure a lot of black kids can, you know, say a thing or two when it comes to the misconception of that when you rest, you are lazy. We are not lazy, colleagues. And this is something that I am learning to explain to my parents when I go home. You know, black parents, they have this perception of you are just not supposed to sit and rest or sit and relax or take a nap. No, you are lazy. You are lazy. So you need to be constantly doing something until nighttime when you go sleep. That's the only time black parents, I don't know about white parents, but I know about black parents because I've experienced black parents in so many different areas of my life. And the thing about black parents, it doesn't matter where you are going to meet them. They are just more or less the same, you know. So they would not want to see you sitting, relaxing. That to them is a sign of laziness. You are lazy. That's why you just want to sit. That's why you just want to sleep. So no, we are saying no. We are challenging the misconception that rest equals to laziness. No, those, they are not the same thing. I have seen lazy people and I have seen people who want to rest, and they are not the same people, to be honest. So we also need to do away with this thing of calling people lazy just because they want to rest. You know, if you have plans on a Sunday to go to a market or to go do things on a Sunday, and the other person tells you, you know what, I want to take this Sunday and just use it as a resting day. You shouldn't call that person lazy. No, because they do want to rest. It's only them and their body. Only the two of them. Them as a person and their body. They are the only two things who know what usually happens to their body during the week. Right? So we need to break the stigma where there is a misconception that rest equals laziness. And it's also very important that we start setting boundaries, because when you set boundaries, it involves intentionally creating boundaries around working hours and social engagements to protect your energy. Because if you don't have boundaries that differentiate working hours as well as social engagements, you might find yourself not having energy at all, always exhausted and non-productive. So this is why I am here urging you that your Sunday, right? Your Sunday, starting today, if you are used to doing things on a Sunday, I would suggest you shift, change your things. You can do your things on a Friday, or you can do your things on a Saturday. And then Sunday, you use it for rest. Because Sundays are actually very important when it comes, you know, to taking care of your mental and your emotional well-being. I believe that also looking at the fact that Monday, you know, a lot of us, we have this thing against Monday. And I have realized that we don't like Monday because we keep our Sundays very busy. So you end up not resting enough on Sunday, and Monday when you wake up, you are exhausted and you are tired, and you feel like Monday is the problem. You see? So it will end up feeling like Monday is the problem, whereas you just didn't rest on Sunday. So it's very important that you rest on Sunday. Rest mentally, rest emotionally, rest physically, and so on and so forth. You will see that your Monday is going to be very, very productive. You are not even going to go on your WhatsApp. I used to see people, you know, they go on WhatsApp and they are there posting, yeah, Monday, the only people who love Monday, it's people who are dating their colleagues. Yes, the only people who enjoy work on Monday, it's people who are, you know, in love with someone in their office. And then you just wonder, like, huh? How? Huh? How? Just because you did not fully rest on Sunday, now you feel like, Monday was not even supposed to be part of the week. The week was supposed to start on Tuesday. Even if the week started on Tuesday, either way, you were still going to have a problem with the Tuesday, because the problem is not Tuesday. The problem is you. You don't know how to rest on Sunday. You don't know how to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally on Sunday. You want to do everything on Sunday. I'm sure even now, as I'm having this particular topic on air, there is somebody out there who is very busy on Sunday. Probably they are busy doing laundry right now. And when they finish doing laundry, that's when they'll start cooking. After cooking, that's when they'll probably start ironing whatever they were washing. And then after that, that's when they will probably take a shower. By the time they go to bed is around 10, 11. And they're expected to wake up tomorrow, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Do you think they are going to have enough rest, or are they going to feel well rested? No, I do not think so. I do not think so. So let's learn to use our Sundays as a resting day. Right? Let's learn to use our Sundays as a resting day. I feel like I have spoken for so long. I feel like I've spoken for 25 minutes straight. Yes. So let's go for a musical break and we can continue on the other side.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Just love you.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
The vocals of Tamia, as well as Quincy Jones on this one, the late, yes, let me not forget to say the late Quincy Jones on this one that is titled You Put a Move on My Heart. Now 14 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, you are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one, the only rather talk radio station in Namibia and beyond. And of course, you are with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 o'clock. So Sundays are for lovers. Last Sunday, I laughed when I saw a meme that was, saying it was like a Bible verse. And then the caption was, I am busy looking for the caption in the Bible where it says Sundays are for lovers. But we can all agree that Sundays are for lovers. I don't know who came up with that concept, but I love it. Yeah, I really do love it. I think if I also have to get a lover, I would definitely love to spend Sundays with them. That's for sure. That's for sure. So we continue with our conversation. And our conversation is about why Sundays matter for mental and emotional well-being. So initially, we are talking about the power of rest on Sundays, why it is important or why it matters for each one of us to rest on Sundays for our own mental as well as emotional well-being. Got up past the hour of five, and before we went on the musical break, well, we looked at what rest really means in today's society. We know that we live in a society where hustle culture thrives, you know. And there's also a lot of pressures in terms of hustling. Because now you are seeing other people hustling and you also feel the pressure of hustling. I also need to hustle. And then this might take from your rest. And then you end up, you know, with unnecessary stress, unnecessary burnout, and also exhaustion. So we also looked at, you know, seven essential types of areas of exhaustion. And this is according to a popular framework by Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, right? And then we also spoke on breaking the stigma in terms of challenging the misconception that rest equals laziness, because other people and other parents, they don't like seeing others just resting. For them, when you rest, you are just being lazy. And also we spoke about, you know, intentionally creating boundaries when it comes to your working hours and also social engagements to protect your own energy. Right? So when we also talk about the power of rest, we talk about a strategic tool for productivity. So we all know that taking breaks makes people more productive and creative. So the default mode network, when the brain rests, it is not inactive. It is actually engaging in the default mode network, which helps consolidate memories and foster creativity. So when we go to sleep, right, or when you take a break, it does not mean that you become unproductive or your brain is inactive. No. Initially, what it means is that your brain is actually engaging in the default mode network, which helps to consolidate memories and also foster creativity, right? And also, when it comes to resting, you are preventing burnout, as I mentioned. Preventing burnout, it is the primary chemical-free defense against chronic stress, against chronic mental fatigue, as well as burnout. So we need to remember that. In all honesty, as I mentioned that, a lot of people, they hate Mondays. You know, because they think that Mondays is an unnecessary day in the week, which is not true. The reason why most people hate Mondays is because they do things that exhaust their, you know, physical state, their mental state, and also their emotional state at the end of the day as a human being, as a person. So now come Monday, they cannot function. Come Monday, that's when they want to rest. And it does not make sense at all. I always come and I talk about, you know, refraining from Sunday sessions. I like to give an example of Sunday sessions. Going out on Sundays and drinking alcohol. This is why I was even asking, how is your body, guys, on this Sunday? Especially weekends like the one we are coming from, you know, where payday was on a Friday. And, you know, people feel like, ooh, today is today. So they go out Friday, they go out Saturday, and also today, Sunday, they still want to go all out. And then come tomorrow, they did not rest at all. So come tomorrow, they are tired. Come tomorrow, they are there posting negative things about Monday. they are forgetting that this has nothing to do with money, but they are on choices. So we need to always, always think twice when we want to engage in things that are going to exhaust us on a Sunday, making us extremely exhausted or tired on a Monday, right? So resting is a strategic tool for productivity. So that means when you rest, you actually prevent things like chronic stress, you prevent mental fatigue, and you also prevent burnout, right? And also when we talk about resting, you know, like true rest, you know, true rest that is deliberate. True rest that is also a conscious choice to stop doing and start being. Very, very important. There is a modern term for techniques like yoga, yoga nidra, or guided meditation, which allow the brain to reach a state of calm and deep restoration without actually sleeping. There was a time I was having a conversation with somebody who usually meditates, and they really encouraged meditation as a tool to also just, you know, relax, release, and also, you know, become calm. So apparently there is a technique, that is similar to yoga nidra or guided meditation. So this technique is called non-sleep deep rest. Yes, non-sleep deep rest, where apparently you allow the brain to reach a state of calm and deep restoration without actually sleeping, which is amazing. I can't rest without sleeping. I will need to hit that pillow for me to feel that I rested. That's for sure. So, yeah, we need to remember that, you know, rest in today's society is the conscious, necessary act of rebuilding your internal resources when it comes to preventing exhaustion and also allowing you to live a more balanced and intentional life. Not international, rather intentional life. So I don't want people, you know, come tomorrow, you are exhausted and you are just tired. You are posting unnecessary things about Monday on your social media platforms. We need to stop. We need to start being accountable in terms of, are you really resting on a Sunday? Sunday needs to be used as a resting day. Guys, colleagues, friends, listeners, Sundays need to be used as a resting day. You can do a couple of things like cooking and eating. It's not a problem. But don't do things that are going to make you sleep late on a Sunday and also be more exhausted on a Sunday when you go to sleep so that you wake up tired on Monday. If you are listening and you see anybody who is consuming alcohol right now, please go ask them politely to go home. Go ask them to stop what they are doing and go home, right? So now let's talk about the impact of constant busyness when it comes to our mental and emotional health. So constant busyness negatively impacts mental and emotional health by triggering chronic stress, anxiety, and also burnout. And this often results in cognitive overload and emotional exhaustion. So this perpetual go mode, right, that you are just doing, you go, it impairs focus and decision making, which leads to feelings of guilt when resting and causes social disconnection. You'll find that people who are always busy, people who are always doing something, when they rest, they start feeling guilty. It's like when they rest, they are doing something wrong. And it's not supposed to be like that. You are not supposed to feel guilty when you are resting. So these certain feelings, they also cause social disconnection. you will find that because that person is constantly busy, they don't have time to rest. They don't even have time to connect with anybody. May it be family members. May it be friends. They don't. So it often acts as a maladaptive coping mechanism to avoid underlying feelings. Sorry. I was scratching my eye. It's itching. I forgot my specs today. I don't know how I forgot them. I don't know. Maybe it's because I was running from the rain, because when I was heading here, it was somehow raining and I had to, you know, rush. Funny enough, when I got here, it's not raining. There's no rain. Not even like as cloudy as it is where I'm coming from, because it was very cloudy when I was leaving home, heading to the station. So when we talk about the impact of constant busyness when it comes to your mental and your emotional health, we talk about cognitive decline, which is constant rushing, impairs executive function, which leads to memory lapses. You don't remember a lot of things or certain things. You also have poor attention. You cannot pay attention to things or stuff. And also you have difficulty focusing. So it also leads to burnout and stress, as I have mentioned throughout the conversation. The sympathetic nervous system remains on high alert, which causes extreme fatigue, chronic stress, as well as exhaustion. It also leads to emotional dysfunction. Individuals may experience increased anxiety, depression, and irritability. You will see that the person is just angry, or they are anxious every time, or they are just irritated. When you even just try to talk to them, make fun with them, they don't want, they are just irritated. This is because they are constantly busy. Now, because they are constantly busy, it is now affecting their mental and emotional health. It also leads to reduced self-worth, a reliance on productivity to define self-worth can lead to guilt, anxiety, and the feeling of emptiness when not busy, which is true. I have seen people who are very addicted to being busy, that they feel like they cannot live or they cannot survive without being busy. And I've realized that this is what it means when it says reduced self-worth. So because this person is too reliant on being busy and doing things, you know, they cannot define who they are outside their busy world. So when they are not busy, they actually feel guilty. They actually have anxiety. And also they have a feeling of this emptiness that they cannot explain as to why am I feeling so empty, you know, when they are not busy. So we need to take our rest very seriously on Sundays. We need to take our rest very seriously. For example, when I get home, so today I cooked. It's very funny how I ended up cooking, but I cooked. So before I decided to cook, I was just lazing in bed. I like to lazy around in bed on Sundays. Just to relax and enjoy, you know, the hours before I come to the studio. So I was like lazing around in bed and, I asked myself, so what are you eating tomorrow? Right? Cause yesterday I cooked. So the food that I ate yesterday for dinner, they were enough to eat now for lunch. Right? Because dinner, I already have something that I'm going to have for dinner. So now the question was, what are you eating tomorrow? Right? Because I hardly cook during the week. If I cook on Sunday, I think I might only cook again on Tuesday. And then when I cook on Tuesday, I'm likely only to cook on Friday or Saturday. So I hardly cook. I think I only cook like round about twice in a week. Yes, that's the luxury of living all alone and being responsible for yourself only. So it's very nice. So I asked myself, what are you eating tomorrow, ma'am? And then I realized, no, I don't have anything to eat tomorrow. So I need to make a plan. I need to cook. That's when I decided that, okay, you can cook. That was around, I think it was before 10 or immediately after 10. So I was like, okay, you can start cooking now. So by 12, one-ish day, you are done. And then when you finish, you can just relax. And then when it's time to go to the studio, and then you go to the studio. So that's what I did. I decided to cook. I cooked rice and I also made, meat, beef. So nice. Very delicious. I couldn't believe I cooked such a stew. It's stew. I couldn't believe I cooked such a delicious stew, looking at how I had to convince myself, you know, to start cooking, but I did it. So, because it is a Sunday and I love to rest on Sunday, to be honest, this is why I even come on air. And I encourage you guys to also, you know, take Sundays as a day to rest, because it can go a long way for you for the rest of the week. I've realized that how you start your week, it defines how the rest of your week is going to be like. If you start on a very exhausted, non-productive energy, that is how the whole week is just going to go. So initially, your week just goes to waste. Compared to when you start off your week very energetic, very prepared, looking forward to all the tasks that you need to tackle, you know, already that, like that, your week, is going to go very well, which is very, very nice. And this is why I always encourage us to always avoid things that exhaust us on Sundays. Always. And one of those things that I always mention here is the Sunday sessions. Sunday sessions are unnecessary. Please stay away from them. And if you are busy with them right now, advise yourself to stop and go home so that you can go and rest as early as possible. Right? So when we looked at the impact of busyness on mental and emotional health, we spoke about, you know, the fact that when your constant rush impairs executive function, it can lead to you having memory lapses, you having poor attention, as well as difficulty when it comes to focusing. It can also lead to burnout and stress. You know, the fact that the sympathetic nervous system remains on high alert, so which causes extreme fatigue and chronic stress, as well as exhaustion. We also spoke about, you know, individuals may experience increased anxiety, depression, and irritability, and also, you know, a reduced self-worth, whereas a person would feel like they are not worthy if they are not busy. They feel empty if they are not busy. They get anxious. They also start feeling guilty when they are not busy. So now let's look at how rest improves productivity, relationships, as well as decision making, right? When you have rested very well, or when you rest very well, you will realize that your relationships, your productivity, and your decision making are top notch. Yes. They are on top notch. So it's very, very important that if you struggle when it comes to rest, please improve. Because rest is not merely the absence of work or a reward for effort. Mm-mm. It is a fundamental strategic necessity for sustained high performance. Research in neuroscience and psychology shows that intentional downtime allows the brain to recover from cognitive fatigue, consolidating memory and also reducing stress and boosting creative thinking. So when we talk about how rest improves productivity, relationships, and decision making, we are talking about improved productivity. Contrary to the belief that more hours equal better results, chronic overwork often leads to diminished returns, with productivity peaking around 40 hours per week. So that means that when you rest, you are refueling mentally, right? Breaks and sleep restore cognitive energy, allowing for better focus and efficiency. We are also talking about active brain recovery, where during rest, the brain's default mode network becomes active, which is linked to problem solving and memory consolidation. We also talk about reduced burnout. When you rest, you reduce burnout. You know, regular rest acts as a preventative measure against chronic fatigue and burnout, which ensures sustainable long-term performance, and also sharpening the tool, you know, short 5 to 15 minute mental breaks between deep work tasks allow the brain to rest, reducing errors and increasing focus. So when we talk about enhanced decision making, we talk about the fact that without adequate rest, the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for planning and critical thinking, processes information less effectively. So when you rest, you combat decision fatigue. Regular rest prevents the decline in judgment quality that occurs after long periods of decision making. It increases clarity. So a rested mind avoids tunnel vision, allowing for better strategic thinking and the ability to see alternative solutions, right? And also it reduces impulsivity. When you rest, it helps you stabilize emotions, reducing reactive behavior and promoting thoughtful strategic decisions. So when we talk about improved relationships, rest plays a vital role in emotional regulation, which directly impacts how we interact with others. So you will be in a better position to have better emotional regulation. Well-rested individuals are less irritable, and they are also less anxious and also frustrated. So leading to more patience. Oh, I don't know what's going on. It's my throat. Yes. So well-rested individuals are less irritable, anxious, and frustrated, leading to more patience and empathy in personal and professional relationships. There's also increased social availability. Resting reduces the stress and emotional exhaustion that often cause people to withdraw or become unsupportive. And it also helps in terms of improved communication. So when not suffering from exhaustion-induced burnout, individuals communicate more effectively and cooperate better in teams. So when we talk about how rest improves productivity, relationships, as well as decision-making, this is what we are talking about. Improved productivity, you realize that you refuel mentally, and your brain is active. You reduce burnout, and you also sharpen the tool. Decision making, you combat decision fatigue. You have increased clarity, and you also have reduced impulsivity. And when we talk about improved relationships, it helps you, you know, better emotional regulation. So you will be able to regulate your emotions better. You also have increased social availability compared to those who do not rest, who actually, you know, don't have time for social interactions. And you also become very better or very good at communicating. So it improves your communication, right? So it is 22, the hour of 6 o'clock, 20 minutes to go. So it's very important that we rest on Sundays. Very, very important. Make sure you get quality sleep. When we talk about quality sleep, we talk about between 7 to 9 hours. And when we talk about napping, we talk about 20 to 90 minutes to recharge. There was the other day when I was very exhausted. I wish it was last week, Monday. Yes. Last week, Monday, I was so exhausted. Okay. Let's go for a quick break. Let me drink water because my throat seems to be getting stuck. I don't know why. I don't understand why.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijemo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onura isatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu omafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Mwana paleka ekufombinga lo elalandulako pamwe no Parates de tolundulukile komkalo elongifolo prepaid go sim tofutu ko khulo enyala ke dole fela dike moka sim keshe omwakwate ro shalishe gigabyte omlongo nanano ovo unana tango mito yo kuricharge nokulimonena owawe data konda doiwa ya turwa pomo doropa toshininge fimbo keshe olove wapumbwa ila ulimoneno ka Parates go sim koe menti kikeshe ololi lipo pepinave emango no malandula fano odo dino kulandurwa power yo next chat, stream, call with Parates.
Always, always okay. Parates.
Yes, I like that advert, you know. Always prepared, Parates. Yes. So as I was saying, you know, I was saying the fact that last week, Monday, I was very exhausted. You know, when I got home, in fact, I was already dozing in the taxi when I was in the taxi, like seriously dozing. I could not keep my eyes open. I remember very well. So I understood why people usually take naps, you know, in the taxi, because I've seen it. I've experienced it. People taking naps in the taxi. I remember I asked myself, if I take a nap right now, am I going to be able to wake up? Because I'm a deep sleeper. I don't know if that's the correct description, that I am a deep sleeper, or I don't easily wake up. Yes, maybe that's the correct one. I don't easily wake up. So I was like, okay, let me not sleep. Let me just suffer until I get home, and then I'll just, you know, go take a nap when I get home. So usually what I usually do when I get home, the first thing I do is I go take a shower, and then after I take a shower, that's when I get to bed, or I will cook if I'm cooking that day. Your Monday. And the thing is that I knew on Monday I was supposed to cook because I did not cook on Sunday. So I knew there is nothing that was going to happen if I didn't rest. So I needed to rest. So when I got home, I just, you know, put my things down and dressed, and I slept. So I slept from 5 until 7. Yes. I slept from 5 until 7. So that was like 2 hours of sleep. 2 hours is how many minutes? 120 minutes. Yo. Yes. So that was like 120 minutes. And I really felt much, much better. So the reason why I was so exhausted that Monday is because I did not rest very well that Sunday. And I knew very well that Sunday that I am going to pay for this tomorrow, because my body is not used to functioning on 4 or 5 hours of sleep when I'm supposed to wake up during the week. No, I need to sleep like 8-9 hours. If I really, really have to cut from my sleep, it has to be 7 hours there. But if I really need a full sleep, it has to be 8 to 9 hours there. That's the only way I'll be able to function the following day, fully function as a human being. So I didn't repeat that mistake. I remember I slept early. Yes, I slept early that Monday. And yeah, so today I'm also not doing that mistake of sleeping late. I think by 9 o'clock, I realized that you get enough sleep when you sleep at least by 9 or 10 o'clock. Yes, you get enough sleep when you sleep between those hours. So when you wake up, you feel rested. You also feel very refreshed. So colleagues, guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's normalize resting on Sunday, because there is power in resting. You know, there is so much power in resting, and we should not undermine the rest that our bodies require. I've also realized that it also comes with age. You know, back then when I was still in my 20s, yes, I'm in my 30s now. When I was still in my 20s back then, you know, I hardly struggled, to be honest, with sleep. I could sleep 4 or 5 hours, but I could still function very well until my next sleep again. But then I realized that the older you become, it's like the more sleep you really require as an individual. I don't know if it's just me or other people, they also feel it. I don't know, but I've realized that the older I'm becoming, it's like the more I just want to rest, you know. If it's my time to rest, even if you tell me, let's go away, I will not go. Compared to back then in my 20s, my early 20s, especially my early 20s. My early 20s, I was very, very active. Very, very active. I could even end up finding myself in Dubai without even thinking twice. That's how active I was. So, yeah. Yeah. 12 minutes to the hour of 6. I hope it's not raining where I am going, because when I came, it was raining. Funny enough, when I got here, it was not raining. I even remember the taxi driver was also complaining on the way. How come it's not raining here? It's only raining that side. And I was telling him, but you know, sometimes it also rains this side and it does not rain the other side. So yeah, it happens. That's how Windhoek rain falls. You will find that it's raining in town. When you get to Katutura, it's not raining. It's completely dry. Sometimes when it's raining that side, when you come to town, you find that it's actually very dry. It's completely dry. So yeah, I hope you guys are ready for tomorrow. I hope you guys are ready for Monday. As I said, if you are doing things that are going to exhaust you tomorrow, please refrain. Stop doing whatever you are doing. And also, if Sundays is the only day you have to do things, please do them earlier. I would suggest you wake up very early. Do whatever you need to do so that you have the rest of the afternoon and evening just resting, you know, preparing for Monday. Monday is not a bad day, and I want you guys to know that. Monday is not a bad day at all. The problem is you guys who exhaust yourselves, you know, during the weekend, specifically on Sunday, instead of resting, you are out there getting your body tired, and then come Monday, you are exhausted. You just want to rest, unfortunately. We will go for one song break. Yes, one song break. And then I'll come say my bye-byes to you guys before I leave you in the company of Hende. And here is Mr. Phil Collins, Philip Collins, on this one that is titled True Colors.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. You wear the sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it.
The darkness inside you makes you feel
so small.
And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow.
Don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. When this world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can bear, just call me up, because you know I'll be there.
And see your true colors shining through.
I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow. Like a rainbow. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's why I love you. Show me your colors.
True colors shining through.
Show me your rainbow.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Show me your colors.
True colors shining.
Show me your rainbow.
So beautiful.
That's why I love you. Show me your true colors shining through. Your true colors shine through. True colors shine through. True colors.
4 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Sounds of Phil Collins, True Colors. Is it about the rain? What is going on out there? Well, from me, Abigail, this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. Until next Sunday, same time, same place. Do enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah, yeah. Say,
shoot, 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 shoot,
shoot,
shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot,
shoot. All you gotta do is say,
shoot,
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 shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot.
My love.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Sometimes you lie, sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale, yeah, yeah. Say,
shoot, shoot,
shoot, baby,
shoot, baby,
shoot,
shoot,
shoot, shoot,
shoot, shoot,
baby,
shoot, shoot,
shoot, shoot, baby,
shoot,
shoot,
shoot, shoot,
baby. Say,
shoot,
shoot,
say, shoot,
baby, say, shoot, baby,
shoot,
say, shoot,
baby,
say, shoot, baby,
shoot,
shoot,
baby.
Oh, hearts are often broken when there was unspoken in your school bags, answers to your praise. If you're searching for a place, you know, a familiar face, somewhere to go, you should look. The winds are wise, but when you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find your point when you will exhale. Say, shoot back,
shoot
back,
shoot
back,
shoot
back,
shoot
back,
shoot
back, shoot back.
I can do sit and think about the way you used to love me, the way you used to hold me, and the way you used to touch me.